Blog Talk Radio.
That are tuning in this morning all over the planet. I thank you for tuning in to the Black Box Show. This show is ran by the Creator, and I am the co-host of this show, the co-creator. I thank you for tuning in. For those that have been tuning in, these topics have been creating home runs. I have had people to contact me and say what was said. It was sure enough needed, even though I never met you, Roosevelt Muhammad. But what came out of you in that 30-minute time frame, it healed my wounds and it helped me to resolve the problems that I was battling with for a long time and for a short time. This show is to help humanity, regardless of your creed, your class, your color, your lifestyle, even your age. It doesn't matter. This show is about teaching one and helping one after they have been taught to help another human being that at one time they were just like them. This topic is part two. From last Saturday at 9 a.m. Central Time, the topic entitled The Fear of Rejection. And this is part two of The Fear of Rejection. And for those that are tuning in for your first time, you are in for a treat. And I guarantee you, after this show is off, you will begin to have a new beginning in your life. It's never too late. You know, when you have witnessed people going back to school in their 30s and 40s to get their GEDs, people in their 60s and 70s going back to college to accomplish the goal that they had 20 years from their time, 30 years from their time, even 40 years from their time. And once they said to themselves, no matter if someone make fun of me, no one can stop me from achieving the goals that I had and the goals that I still have right now. And once we can come into grips that no outside forces can stop us from accomplishing anything, and we have the attitude that I will not stop until I win, we can do anything that we put our mind into doing. So I thank those for the first time that are tuning in to hear about this topic entitled The Fear of Rejection. So many of the people on this planet, they regret for the things that have taken place in the past. And they feel as though from the time that it first started by putting themselves on the back burner to please others, accepting false promises, accepting people when they came in the life of those that was innocent, that was good-hearted, and they came with deception. And they came using words and using things to get in the door, to get into that person's life, knowing all the time that they wasn't going to change, that they wasn't going to work on themselves. And so they played the blame game, saying, well, you know, my mother wasn't there, my father wasn't there, and they used circumstances and situations, whether they was incarcerated or all of their life they was battling with trouble, and they never got no help. And they feel as though that someone that knows nothing about them, that here it go again, that I can use this person to get what I want. And I know I'm not going to change. And the reason why I know I'm not going to change, because I do not want to change. But I'm going to make these people feel as though that I'm working on myself, I'm exercising honesty in my life, I'm practicing not to be the old person that I used to be, that I once was for a long time, and they are what we call pretenders. And all the time, they are the biggest contender. Is nobody on the outside that they are fighting with, that they are battling with, that they are struggling with? It's themselves. When we look in that mirror, we're looking at self. We can say, well, Roosevelt, I'm going to get it together. You know, I woke up this morning, I have a fresh start, I can take advantage of it. And I know, like everybody have 86,400 seconds to show greatness, to be positive, to want the best out of life, to be righteous and to be lawful, and regardless of the past mistakes and errors that have been made, none of that will hold a person down that have a made-up mind and have a positive image about themselves, regardless how many people on the planet may know something personal about you and I. And they may want to use the personal things that they know about us to hurt us, to stop us from growing, from stopping us from developing. It doesn't matter, because they only hurting themselves. I used to be one to be curious of how people felt about me. And I used to say, well, if I speak the truth and I correct them, I may lose them. They may get upset with me. And if we go our separate ways, they may tell people that we both know, or people know nothing about me, they probably tell them some things about me. So I want to go along to get along. Even though I know they lazy, they trifling, and they just only do enough just to get by. But I'm going to pretend that they are the opposite, because I just do not want to be without them. And for us, whether we have children or not, it doesn't matter. You got to release yourself from the prison of anxiety. You have to release yourself from the prison of stress and frustration. You have to release yourself from issues that's been causing you to be stuck. You know you have goals that you know you have to accomplish, and you put your goals on the back burner. For someone in your life that's close to you, it can be anybody. It doesn't have to be a domestic relationship, a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It can be your parents. It can be your brother or your sister. It can be your coworkers. It can be anybody that's close to you that's not the best for you. And according to the good times you had with these people, you feel as though that if you cut off from being around them, you're doing them bad. You're doing them bad. They're going to get upset. But look at you. Look at you. We have between 200 and 300 days left in 2016. What are we going to do? That's a short time. Spring is here, and soon summer will be here. And we'll go into fall, and we'll go back into winter. Do we want to waste the rest of these days on something or someone that is a hindrance to us being, doing, and having what we want? Some of us, we want to be successful entrepreneurs, successful business people. We want to have our own business. We want to travel all over the world. We want to be millionaires. We want to live in nice homes and drive whatever our heart desires. It's not too late. But if you involve with people that doesn't want this, you're not going to have it. It's just like a knot on a log. When you look at a log, some parts of the log is smooth. Then you have that big old knot. And inside that knot is like an eyeball. And some of us, it's just like that knot on the log. We refuse to grow with the people that's been treating us right. Because ain't nobody else going to put up with somebody that is unproductive. Repetition is powerful. Repetition is one of the keys to success. If you and I program ourselves into thinking that we will never be the person that we should be, that we could be, that's the way we're going to live. That's the way we're going to live. See, if you only see obstacles when you take your mind off your goals, You will only see obstacles when you take your mind off your goals. That's all you're going to see. You're going to see opposition. And you will find yourself being right back where you started, and that's zero. I want people that's tuning in to know this. Your thoughts controls your feelings, and your feelings control your actions. You cannot think positive with negative feelings. If you ill, if you sick, and you give in more into your illness and your sickness, you're not going to be able to think positive and be productive feeling like that. The only way you will stop feeling ill, you will stop feeling sick, you have to feel as though that you are in good health. Imagination is the powerful nation in the world. I'm not talking about the United States. I'm not talking about no other country, no other nation in the world. The most powerful nation is imagination, because the things that's going on outside of us, it comes from the imagination of man. Whether it be peace, whether it be war, whether it be positive, whether it be negative, whatever it may be. But we have every right to be productive. We have every right to be productive. And when you release yourself from that prison of pain, never throw away the key on yourself. Never be your jury. Never be your prosecutor. Never be your judge to sentence yourself 25 to life because of the mistakes and errors you have made. Bad relationships, or the things that you have been programmed genetically from your mother and your father, even the things that you have been programmed environmentally, your environment. Stop allowing people to hurt you, and stop living the self-identity that other people have given you. See, people play mind games. When you correct people and when you advise people to change their life from negative to positive, they play mind games. They make it seem as though you are fuss box. They make it seem as though that you're perfect. Oh, you, every time I look around, you telling me what I need to be doing. You act like you my mama. You act like you my daddy. See, people play mind games. You always happy. You always talking about what we can have. Look at the money that's coming in. You need to stop talking like that. That's a person that have already accepted that they will be nothing in life. And they will always have to depend on somebody else. That's why people are addicted, able-bodied people are addicted to welfare. When you look at the word welfare backwards, it's farewell. Because they rather sit for 29, 30, or 31 days during the entire month to wait on a check come from the government. And when they get that check, majority of the money go for bills. Or they got negative habits. They either addicted to drugs or lotto tickets or alcohol or other things. We should never have to cut nothing off. We just have to upgrade our pay and live below our means. We can have whatever we choose. Look at the times that we really wanted to do something and we really wanted to have something. Nobody couldn't tell us that we couldn't have it. Nobody couldn't tell us that we couldn't become it. We have to use that same energy, that same enthusiasm to accomplish whatever we want. We have a choice. We have to tell our mind how to think. You have to talk back to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is going to tell you the things that you can't do based on how you've been programmed genetically and environmentally. You're going to have negative chattering. You're going to have negative voices, negative phrases. You're going to have the negativity bombarding you to make you feel guilty, to make you feel as though you cannot accomplish your goals. You cannot reflect greatness, and you have to impress. Impress upon the subconscious mind what you want. I'm not telling you something that I'm not doing. Every time a negative thought pop up in my head, convincing me, suggesting to me that I need to go back feeling the way I felt in the past, which was negative, having low self-esteem, being brokenhearted, feel as though that I can't live without people, that doesn't mean me any good. This is what I tell the subconscious mind when it suggests to me to think and feel this way. I said, no, we not going that way. But I'm going to tell you what we need to do. This is what we need to do. What we need to do is let the past be the past, and we're going to continue to press forward, and we're going to be successful. See, you have to talk back. You just can't sit there later and say, oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, I'm having a headache. You know why people have headaches? The reason why most people have headaches, because they holding on to resentment. And they haven't forgave the people that have done them wrong. I mean, the people could have been dead wrong. But we have to get them out of our mind and move on. Move on like that freight train. It don't matter who or what is on that track, that freight train is coming through. And that's the same way we have to be when negative thoughts pop up in our mind to make us feel like losers. Stop allowing people to abuse your kindness. Stop allowing people to misuse you. Stop accepting people by what they say with their tongue. Test them. Try them. And see their actions and see, are they really what they say they are? Stop opening yourself up. allowing no good people to enter into your bosom, enter into your body, enter into your mind. Stop right now. You are the best. You were the best. A lot of us, we like to wear the best. We like to look the best. But we got to start feeling the best. You have to tell your body how to feel. When you look at your body, and you make a firm decision and say, you know what? My body is precious. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, everything about me is precious. I'm more valuable than anything on the planet. And I'm going to treat myself and my body and my mind with the best. And that best is positivity. The best is happiness. We should not look for nobody outside of us to make us happy, to make us feel at peace. That's why relationships doesn't last. Because we're looking for somebody to make us what we already have. Whatever there is negative, there is positive. We have a choice. That's the power of choice. We can be happy. We can be sad. We can be joyful, or we can be miserable. We have a choice. We are the product of our imagination. We must change our prototype. We must change our prototype. We have to work on the inside. No more faking it until we make it. No more accepting what people want us to have. You know how much you worth. When you set a price to whatever you have created, do not lower your price. Do not lower your esteem, your self-esteem to nobody and no one. I thank you for tuning in, and you can download the show. I thank you for the thousands of listeners. This show has been going on since 2010. I'm not jumping up and up here sounding good. I love doing what I'm doing. I love making people feel God, making people feel good. I love helping people that are consciously aware. You cannot help everybody. And I hate to stop that. You can only help those that want to help themselves. I thank you for tuning in. You can download this show. Continue to tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. Have a blessed and prosperous life, you and your family, forever.